Listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from Indiana tonight once again. Yes, we're out of the area of our two police and military associations up there in the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. But we're here and doing the best we can. Have established a little office down here in our little cottage that we're renting, and my wife and I, she has her table set up over there to handle Gulf War issues. She's as active as she can be right now, being ill with the Gulf War sickness and now cancer. She's been very active since 1991 at trying to discover what the government did to our soldiers over there, and I believe they pretty much sorted it out today. Our government injected our soldiers with the anthrax vaccine with the squalene poison in it, and then experimental drugs, and poisoned them with the depleted uranium. And, of course, this is all still going on today over in Gulf War II. And so she's got her little office next to mine here where she handles mail and information going out to the Gulf War sick vets out there. And I have my office here where I volunteer my time to try and help educate our police and soldiers. And so it's good duty. You know, we're here, and we just got back a short time ago from taking my wife for her cancer treatment. And I'm back here at work volunteering my time again and answering email as I can from our brothers and sisters in uniform and people in the private sector that care. And we're happy that Pan Schubert has sent us over some email here, and I want to share it with you. We have some disagreements with it, but we'll talk about that after I share this information from Pam, about Patriot Military Underground, Hope for America. Patriot Military Underground. Have you heard of such a thing? Well, we're going to discuss that when we get back after these important announcements, so stay tuned for more.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
Don't you just love it, folks? Don't you just love it? This show trial going on, kangaroo court for our Saddam Hussein, the president of Iraq, is incredible. It reminds me of the President Manuel Noriega trial, where all the deck is stacked against Manuel Noriega, and he was not allowed to put on a defense. He was not allowed to, when we went over and captured him in Panama, he was not able to talk about his long relationship with President George Bush, running drugs into the United States, and the CIA running drugs into the United States, which he was a part of for years. He wasn't allowed to talk about any of these things. The witnesses for him were withheld, evidence that would prove that he was part of a CIA drug-running operation into the United States with President George W. or H.W. Bush. And Slobodan Milosevic, his trial's going the same way. It's a show trial there in Europe, and they don't have any evidence, evidently, against this man. Have you heard anything about the trial going on? So they're just trying to make it up as they go along, and it looks like, from what we're reading, the same thing's going on with Saddam Hussein. But I just, before we get into the Patriot Underground, Patriot Military Underground here, I wanted to say that we want to thank Ramsey Clark, the former U.S. Attorney General, for his outspokenness at the trial, where he said the truth about George W. Bush ought to be arrested and put on trial for crimes, you know, high crimes and misdemeanors, and be impeached. And it made the Republican Party Fox News station absolutely crazy, you know, and they pulled all their Republican talking heads to try to shoot down Attorney General Ramsey Clark. And I just laughed when I heard it on the television that night. I thought that was really comical because, of course, Ramsey Clark is right. Our president has committed horrendous war crimes, still doing so and going to do it again, as he's usurped the power from Congress to decide what countries he wants to go to war with and send our brothers and sisters to die for these international crime lords' private business concerns. And so anyway, let's get back now to Pam Shuford. We want to thank Pam for sending this over to our Police and Military Association and talk about it just a minute. She says here that there's a Patriot Military Underground, and it is hope for America. She says, although I believe there is truly a martial law American Holocaust coming, followed by a Red Dawn scenario, I want to give a word of hope now. We know that the only true hope for America is the undefeatable faith of the living God through Jesus Christ, which is absolutely true. But we also must acknowledge that God works through his people, which is also true. In my years of traveling across America and worldwide to research and investigate the New World Order's plan for capturing America through a deliberately triggered martial law scenario, I discovered something new. As I spent time privately with military sources from every branch of the U.S. military, something amazing began to make clear to me. Here are the words of these men. I interviewed them regarding the New World Order and the U.S. military and martial law in America. Here's one of the soldiers that she says she interviewed. She says here, yeah, we know all about the U.N. agenda and martial law, and I discussed it among the men in our platoon, and at least 70% of us aren't planning to go along with it under martial law. The other 30% agreed to wear the UN blue uniforms. And when it comes down, period. Okay, that's the end of the quote. Anonymous Navy SEAL out of San Diego, California. And here's another one that she alleges she interviewed. She says, yes, we know all about martial law, and most of us Navy people aren't going to go along with it. I know a lot of us will die before refusing to cooperate, but we are not going to let this happen in our country. Anonymous Annapolis Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Following one Patriot broadcast in California, the broadcaster told me the following. After the broadcast, an anonymous military source called up and said, dry your tears. Don't you know that lots of us in the military know all about martial law, and we aren't going to go along with it? We will come out with every tank, chopper, and weapon we can get our hands on to fight the New World Order and foreign troops and traitors in our nation under martial law. So dry your tears. I found consistently when I traveled across the entire nation as I privately interviewed military sources from every background that so many are fully aware of this heinous New World Order UN agenda for our nation and have frankly admitted they will never surrender our nation unchallenged to this. The consistent estimate among such men was that 70-80% of our military have admitted they will not obey their treacherous, traitorous military superiors to carry out such an agenda against fellow Americans and our constitutional heritage and freedoms. 70-80%, not bad, she says. The bad news is the U.S. military is fully aware of this. That is why they have deliberately shipped out so many of our own American troops under many different pretenses, and why they have also brought in so many foreign troops. One previous edition of Army Times admitted that for the first time in American history, there were more foreign troops in American than American troops in America. also read, while in Germany, an article in the USA Today European edition that there are more than 253,000 American troops overseas today. Why? Why the shipping out of our troops and the bringing in of more and more foreign troops? Let me give you the answer straight from the lips of a foreign officer himself, a German Bundeswehr from Holloman Air Force Base in Alamogordo, New Mexico, which the American people haven't been made fully aware, folks, was turned over to Germany. The Holloman Air Force Base has been turned over and made into a German Air Force Base here in the United States, and most Americans, of course, don't know about it, or many Americans would raise Cain about it. But anyway, here is, she mentions, is a German officer at Holloman Air Force Base in Alamogordo, New Mexico, and here's what he said. You Americans know why your president has shipped out your American troops and brought in more and more of us foreign troops, don't you? You know that your American troops don't want to arrest you or fire upon you under martial law. But he knows we Germans won't have a problem with that. Source, German officer in Alamogordo, as repeated by a member of Pastor Ron Cruda's Peace Tabernacle, Alamogordo, New Mexico, is where that information came from, she's saying. And this is the absolute truth. Even Afghanistan has been used as a pretense to ship out more and more of our troops while we receive reports such as foreign NATO UN troops ships docking in New Jersey and disgorging both troops loyal to the UN New World Order and UN military vehicles in this nation. And now our troops are being systematically shipped out to destroy and destroyed by the deceptive war in Iraq. They're being told that they can't leave Iraq and being exposed to horrible amounts of lethal radiation due to depleted uranium weapons that have been steadily used in Iraq. Something strange is going on here. Someone does not want them coming home in good health or alive. So pray for our Patriot military underground. These are the faithful men and women in the U.S. military who have chosen to abide by their sacred oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and to defend this nation from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And pray that God brings back to America our military men and women loyal to the Constitution from every nation across this earth to fulfill that oath. Power to the Patriot Military Underground. Uphold your sacred oath and defend the Constitution and our nation. And may God be with you all. Pan Schufer. Okay. Well, folks, I want to open the phone lines up, and I want to hear, before I have my piece, as working now for something like 30 years with our military, and constantly working with our military and reading their publications and getting letters and email from them and other communications, I want to hear from you, see what you think about this alleged Patriot military underground. Is it a possibility? Do you think 70-80% of our men and women will stand up against martial law and a totalitarian dictatorship being brought on presently within the United States and stand against foreign troops being used in America to protect it? Please call in tonight at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443, if you have anything to say about that. I'd like to hear from some of our military out there. I have sent an email to my son, who's a major in the U.S. Army, who's due within the next 4 weeks to be sent back to Iraq from Germany. He's in Germany right now, and I've asked him about the Patriot Military Underground, if he believes in it or not. But love to hear from you soldiers out there, and also you in the private sector that have some feeling on this, okay? Pam Schufer's a good gal, and basically what she says here is true. It's just, do you believe that 70-80% of our soldiers know about the New World Order, know about the pending martial law in America, and are willing to stand against their officials and save America? We'll be right back.
Gano Cafe is a new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
I think I've unleashed a monster here tonight. We've got four calls already came in since I opened the phones up, and this ought to be a hot topic tonight. But it's a very important topic, folks. Is there a Patriot military underground standing ready to overthrow the tyrants and the treasonous international crime lords that control our government today and are planning in the very near future to put us under martial law, with more terrorism attacks on America and the American people? We here at our two police and military association police will heartily support martial law if they're fearful enough. And if the terrorism is bad enough that they will acquiesce to having the Constitution suspended and be placed under martial law to make them safe. So how do you feel? Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts right now. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Yes. Now, as far as martial law is concerned, what people have got to realize, and I just got done reading the book Red Cocaine by Joseph D. Douglas, Jr. Uh-huh. I mean, this communist conspiracy to undermine America has been going on for decades.
Decades, yes.
And the simple fact of the matter is, I don't think we are going to get this country back unless there is a grassroots movement to weed out the traitors. If there's not a grassroots movement to weed out the traitors, then forget it. Our youth have been so dumbed down with drugs and pharmakia, which is sorceries in Greek, to where pharmacy comes from, and the book Red Cocaine talks about this very fact, turning our youth into a bunch of sheep who cannot think, who cannot make decisions, and basically we're being used as a cannon fodder, in essence, and it's absolutely despicable. In fact, the root of the drug epidemic came from the experimentation upon our POWs in Vietnam, you see. And that's, and that's from this book, Stanislav Lunev's book, Through the Eyes of the Enemy and Betrayed by Joseph D. Douglas. So I have the source material, and I'm not advocating a physical revolution, but we better elect some good, honest, patriot politicians. And I recommend that our youth do not join the military under any circumstances.
Jeff, you're a well-studied man, and you have a good knowledge of what's going on in this country and geopolitics around the world. Tell me, do you believe there's an underground military patriot group that is ready, 70-80% ready to stand up against the tyrants and the treasonous warlords that are in control of our government today?
Oh, let me answer that in a very simple fashion. Sun Tzu Art of War says to know yourself. If you know yourself and you know your enemy, you will win every battle. But if you don't know yourself and you don't know your enemy, you will lose every battle.
What I'm asking you then is, does our military know who the true enemy is?
Well, the way I look at it, we make up 5% of the world. The people from the third world countries who constitute the UN and places like that make up the majority of the world and hate our guts. So basically, America will be like Custer's last stand, even if there is an underground patriot movement ready to take this country back. That's what I think. Because I presented the threefold scenario of how this country is going to end, which the threefold scenario is very simple. That is when the government outlaws freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and when we have UN troops searching house to house for weapons. And the fact of the matter is, the communists and people like that, they have such sophisticated weaponry that we don't even know about. That I believe America's at the point where we could be crushed like an ant.
Jeff, I'm going to move on to other callers now. And like I said, you're well-studied, and you always have some good information for us. So thank you for calling in, okay? All right. God bless, Jeff. Let's go now to the land of fruits and nuts, California, which I lived in for 5 glorious years on the beach, and I'm so happy to be have calling in tonight Chipmunk from California. Chipmunk, welcome to the program.
God love you, Jack. Thank you so much. If it wasn't for the fact that I already live in a very remote location, I'd be out of this cesspool so fast.
I see.
You wouldn't believe it. But there is still some remote areas in California, and I'm tucked back here, and I'm bunkered down. And,
okay.
And with the Spirit of God, I ask for His protection and guidance every day. And
good.
Jeff,
praise the Lord.
Jeff is a very knowledgeable man. He's done his homework. He makes a lot of really powerful points. But I would say that in the final phase of the takedown, it will be an event unlike any in history. As the Bible says, a time of trouble such as there never has been before nor ever will be again. And each one of these won't be like New Orleans, where you have one little city in a fishbowl where they could experiment around and play around with their police state tactics and kick in doors and take guns. It won't be like that, because it'll be nationwide. Every one of these fine young men and women in the service is from somewhere in our great country. And when the images and the word gets back to these people about what's being done to this country, it will ignite a deep down spark of the American spirit, which I believe still dwells in all people, although it may be buried under a layer of propaganda.
Can you hold on, Chipmunk?
Yes.
Till after the break, I'd like to have you finish up. Okay,
certainly.
Just hang on there. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLance program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Okay, folks, we're coming back fast here. We have a whole line of calls, about 7 people on the line right now. Let's go back to Chipmunk in California to finish up there. Chipmunk, welcome back.
Thank you, Jack, and I'll finish up my point real quick and clear the line. When America was born, God inspired a spirit in this land unique in the world's history, and it burned like a brilliant bonfire in the hearts of men and women so brightly it could be seen worldwide. Now, that fire has dwindled down some, quite a bit. However, you know that if you have a small fire, it can be rekindled just by adding fuel to it, even though it might be a small fire. Do you understand the image there? And a final point, a final point, Jack, is this. So you'll find this interesting. Out here in hippie land in California, in the last about year and a half, on 3 separate occasions, I'm known as a person who understands firearms and uses them in my zone here, and we're all hunters here. And on 3 separate occasions, I've had your classic hippie-type person who happens to know me. I'm talking about tie-dyed, long hair, classic, typical California hippie type, come to me wanting information on firearms and what type to get and where to get one and how to use them. And this blew my mind the first time it happened. My mouth just about hit the floor. I couldn't believe this person was asking me for information about firearms. I don't try to push it on anybody.
Yeah.
And so what this is showing, Jack, gun sales are up 11% nationwide.
Very true.
So that's about all I had to contribute tonight, Jack. God bless you. Keep up the good work, sir.
Well, hey, Chipmunk, listen, stay involved in training people and informing people, because we've got to educate as many people as fast as we can before the balloon goes up and the First Amendment's gone. So thanks for being there, Chipmunk, and call back again sometime.
Amen, brother. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Let's go now to Rita in Texas. Rita, welcome to the program.
Hello, Officer McLam.
Good to have you on, my dear.
I want to share with you, your wife is in my prayers.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And I'm very, very sorry to hear what she's going through. But I've also heard sometimes some people die so other people can live.
Uh-huh.
And it's by God's grace any of us have life.
True.
However, to your question, yes. I absolutely do believe that it does exist.
Okay.
I firmly believe in Jesus when he said, I know mine and mine know me.
Uh-huh.
And I also wanted to say that my husband came home from work yesterday, and because I'm always constantly talking, Officer McLean, anyone who'll listen to me, and so I meet some very interesting people and I get some validation along the way. But my husband came home yesterday from work, and he went and had lunch at First Cafeteria in South Austin, and he told me there were at least about 100 foreign military soldiers eating lunch there in First Cafeteria in South Austin, and he said they look like they came from Africa, some Slavic country, and possibly Afghanistan. He said some of them look possibly like they might have been Jewish because of the characteristic of their nose, but he said they weren't wearing Israeli uniforms.
Yes.
Then I have another girlfriend who is I have another friend who works with the Department of Health in San Antonio. Well, they're moving that facility in on Brooks Army Naval, not Army Base, Brooks Army Army Base in San Antonio. So when I'm listening to Congress is trying to pass legislation to require compulsory vaccination and criminal penalties that go along with it, you know, and I'm hearing this is going on, yes, I think it's coming down.
Yes.
And I also believe, I spoke to a military person this past Sunday who I became aware he was aware, just like you were saying about the military being aware, and about how Iraq is being used to lull, to get our troops out for this military takeover. What the police officers don't understand, those who are too young to remember history, is that every communist country, and I believe it is the Jew Masonic communists that are going to make a grab for this country, and this military man said within the next 2 to 3 years, definitely by 2015, what these police officers don't understand is that when the country is taken over, they take the police officers, and there's mass executions that happen with them because they can't be trusted, you know. So yeah, I believe they're here. And I've been praying hard. I mean, I was praying to God. I said, God, you know, I said, I can see this coming down. Are there any Christian men in this country that see what's going on that will stand up? And they're there. They're out
okay.
there.
Okay. Okay, Rita. Well, thanks for your input, my dear.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Okay. Let's go to Tommy in Massachusetts, I believe. Tommy, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Officer Jack?
I'm doing okay, my friend.
Well, my goodness, taking up arms and all that and defeating the evil ones, that makes a great old story. You could probably read like Boston Tea Party's Molin Lobby or something like that. But all these folks are in the la-la land. They won't even part with their mammon to keep RBN going. How are they going to part with their lives? My goodness. Are you kidding me? I'm doggone serious, and I'm
Tommy,
fired up about it.
Tommy, are you telling me you don't believe there's a Patriot military underground? You do not.
Well, of course there's one, but it ain't going to overthrow anything because these folks won't even part with their mammon.
Yeah. Okay.
That's terrible.
True, Tommy. I understand what you're saying, my friend. Okay.
Well, God bless you, Officer.
Okay,
Jen.
God bless you, Tommy.
Wife.
Take care. All right. Let's go now to Joe in New York. Joe, welcome to the program.
Oh, great program. Awesome and glam there.
Thank
you. The Patriots and the American people are living in a dream world. Reader and Tom are both right. There's going to be blood, but the people have to know their enemy. And no offense to you, our enemy is the boys in blue who don't know who the traitors are and politicians. We have to be prepared to engage those people we would normally think are on our side. We're going to be face to face with the boy in blue and his weapon, and RM1. We have to be like John Moore says. We have that great Green Beret. We have to get a rifle. We have to get really well skilled at it, get our reserves, 5,000 rounds of ammunition, and just come to the understanding, like Gregory Peck said in 12 o'clock high, just find yourself as already dead, and it won't be so bad. We're going to die. We're going to die. The only question is, how are we going to die? I'm not counting on anyone, the Patriot Movement, I'm not counting on anyone else, but I know my enemy is unfortunately a potential police officer that's young or an idiot or has sold out to the NWO or politicians. I fully expect them to do that. And
Joe,
I'm fully prepared to have to engage them. We're not going to have any choice.
Answer my question here, Joe. You seem to be, once again, well-studied. And if you're listening to John Moore, I know John Moore, and he certainly knows what he's talking about. But do you believe there's a patriot military underground willing to stand up and try to defeat the tyrants and treasonous criminals in our government today?
I do, but the problem is they're marginalized because of the fact that they're simply, majority of them are not here. That's why it's going to come to the retired military, older military like myself, and even those young people who see what's going on.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying we're going to the war. It's going to be like the Civil War because we're going to be engaging our brother in the sense that it's going to be fellow police officer against fellow police officer, fellow citizen against fellow citizen, because you cannot. We're going to be getting to the point where it's past the point where we can argue anymore. It's like, I have my M1, and am I better and quicker at shooting it than you are your weapon? Because when the balloon goes up, like you said, that's an old term. It's going to be crunch time, and your decision is right then, right there.
Okay,
and you're not
going
to have that luxury. And people have to understand that and deal with that. This is a fact. It's real, and it's coming.
Okay, Joe. Thank you for your input. Appreciate that. Hope you'll call back again. Okay, let's go to Michael in North Carolina. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jack. Jack, it's been my experience that there's a huge awakening taking place, but it seems to me that the police themselves are 99% gone. They're going to do whatever they're told, and they seem to like it. It seems to me that there's a larger awakening taking place in the people that I know in the military than there is in the general public. And there's a lot of people in the public waking up. I think more people in the military are waking up. But I think that this 20-lane highway that they're putting in right to cut America in half,
yeah,
I think that's to bring foreign troops in from Mexico. And that's all I have to say. My prayers are with
okay.
your wife, and thank
Michael,
you, Jack.
Michael, answer me the question. Do you think there's an underground patriot military waiting to stand with us?
I believe that. Yes, I do
okay.
believe it. And I believe it's a small amount compared to a small percentage.
Okay.
But yes, I do believe that there's a lot that's going to stand up, Jack.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate your call.
Thank you,
and
Jack.
Your information there. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
All right, brother. Okay, let's go to Smitty in South Carolina. We got the Carolinas tonight. Smitty, welcome okay. to the program.
All right. Glad to be with you. On a response to what you're asking about?
Yes.
The older military people that are dependent, you know, on the military check and probably VA benefits and their funds, they are less dependent. They believe in the system. The younger ones, they're 100% know what's going on.
They 100% what?
They're more inclined to know what's going on.
Okay, the newer, the younger
ones. Yeah,
members.
The younger ones in okay. service. I've been around them, and the majority of them, the only reason they went in service is for the benefits.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Okay, now, so.
But your police Smitty? Officers, wait a minute, come on
yeah.
back. Your
okay.
police officers,
all right.
that is, you have city officers, them is big and dumb and revenue collectors, but the ones in the county, they're more apt to have understanding with the people. They're not going to be for that.
Okay.
But the ones in the city, where I live, they're 100% for it.
I see.
They're younger.
The
majority of them in the county.
Yeah.
No, they're the county. They're good guys.
Okay. Smitty,
and the majority. Wait just a minute. Hold. There's one more portion.
All right.
The general population of the people, you know, in the outskirts in the county.
Uh-huh.
They're going to stand up 100%.
They are. 100%.
Yeah.
Interesting, Smitty. Interesting.
To South Carolina, Jack.
Yeah. Okay. Well, boy, I'm glad to hear that. That would be fantastic. Okay, Smitty, answer me the question I asked now. Is there an underground patriot military organization that's ready to stand up and meet with the people to throw off tyrants in our government?
Jack, it did the same thing that happened way back in. Back in the 1700s.
Yes.
When there's a cause to stand up. Yeah.
Yes.
People be
okay.
There.
All right. Well, thank you, Smitty, for your input tonight. Appreciate it. My
good
friend.
With
please
you.
Call back again. Okay. All right. Paul, is there anyone else on the line at this time? Okay. Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, welcome to the program.
Yes, thanks, Jack. Yeah, when you use the phrase a military underground, that of course implies at least some even loose level of organization.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think there is anything as that as such. Now, you recall, was it 60 Minutes gave a little play to the, quote, Special Forces Underground, unquote. And their publication, I think it was down in the southern states, it was getting some circulation. And there was certainly a little bit of organization there. I don't know if that was any kind of provocateurian thing. It sounded like it might have been quite wholesome. And I'm guessing the odds are real. They tried to, of course, I think, link Tim McVeigh in with that and then somehow rejected by them or something. So it wasn't like... The press actually wasn't totally negative, even on the Illuminati channel.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as from what I've seen, I did 6 years in the Navy. I don't see any evidence of awareness among the rank and file any more than in the public at large. And, of course, there have been efforts to stomp out any indigenous and thusly express constitutionalism among the military ranks. I think there's a positive note to end with, of course, but as far as the officers, I didn't see any evidence of anything except careerism that had little regard for the welfare of the troops. It was just everything to look good to the front office is all I saw.
Yes, you definitely know what you're talking about, Roger. Yes.
So, but that doesn't mean that there would, and the folks, you know, yeah, we're going to turn, as soon as, you know, we're given the orders and we're going to grab those tanks, and I got news for you, those tanks are going to be inaccessible and whatnot.
They're going to have to be able to go under the seas to get here because they're all out of the country.
yeah, and that's the more serious threat,
yeah.
Of course, and to heading off such return to... you know, to protecting the home front. Well, God bless, Jack.
Hey, okay, Roger. Thank you for your input, brother. Okay, folks, please, if you would like to call in, and Roger was a former soldier or Navy man, appreciate his input. And if you'd like to call in and answer the question, if you believe there's a patriotic military undergrounding standing ready with the people and are knowledgeable. Now, Pan Schubert said 70 to 80%, okay? But I'm just asking you if you believe there's any size of a patriot military underground standing ready to stand with the American people against the criminal tyrants that have control of our government today and are planning martial law and a suspension of the Constitution forever here in this country. And, of course, their major goal is an Antichrist world government system that America will be a satellite of, just a satellite. Call in if you'd like at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to have a word about answering that question. Now, Paul, who did you say is online? Okay, Janice Welcome to the program. Where are you from, Janice?
I'm from Gonzales, Texas.
Oh, Gonzales, Texas.
And
okay.
I think when we educate the people in these areas about the martial law plan, they'll come around and we will have a force.
Okay.
And coming back from Seguin this afternoon, I heard over a different radio station that nine veterans from the Iraqi war, U.S. veterans, are going to run. I don't know whether they're running locally or nationwide, but they said that eight of them are going to run on the Democratic ticket and one was running on the Republican ticket. And these are officers that are coming back from Iraq.
Oh, really? Officers?
Good for
them.
Interesting.
Interesting.
And I enjoy your show.
Thank you, Janice.
I hope
you'll call back again from Gonzales, Texas. Okay. Coming up right after the break, folks, we've got my favorite Marine there in Little Rock, Arkansas, Drew. Stand by, Drew. We'll be back after these important messages.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network.
Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I am very much enjoying your input tonight, folks. Thank you so much. And we're going to go real quick to Drew. We've got Roger and John on the line, too, but let's go to Drew in Little Rock. Drew, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
First chance you get, give me a call. You got my number.
Okay.
Secondly, there is a remnant of military personnel active duty that know what the truth is. But they're not organized, repeat, not organized, except in loosely knit 1 and 2, 3-man groups. One of your earlier callers said, most officers are just looking for their careers or what's going on in the career movement. And those of us that once we get into the field grade officer ranks of major and above, you start learning what the real truth is. And those of us that can't stomach it resign.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, one of your callers also said about the policemen out here, very few police officers that are active duty are learning what the truth is.
Yeah.
More emphasis needs to be placed on those. It's called networking. All of us should network.
Yes.
My personal answer to your question is, yes, there is a remnant group of military in the Navy and the Marine Corps and the Army that will come forth. God bless you, Jack. Keep up the great show.
Okay, brother.
Catch you later.
Thanks for your input, Drew. Thank you. Let's go to Roger in Colorado. Roger, welcome to the program.
Jack, thanks for having me. I want to tell you, I thank God every day for people like you.
Thank you.
And I want to answer your question first, that unfortunately, I don't believe that there's probably much of a movement. Like your last caller said, there may be limited military personnel that are aware, but I've been 25 years trying to get the word out, and the information controlled by the Illuminati is just stupendous. People just don't have a clue what's going on. I sure hope that there's more than maybe a few percentage of the military that's aware, but I really am doubtful. One of the things I want to tell your listeners is that everybody needs to get involved in their communities. They need to start educating their police officers, their city council members, and, matter of fact, run for office in the smaller towns in Illinois, in the United States.
Yeah.
People would be surprised how easy it would be to become the mayor or a council member. And for anybody here in Park County, Colorado, I will be running for sheriff this year, stand up to the Illuminati.
Good, Roger. Thank you for doing that, brother.
Well, Jack,
okay.
It's the least I can do for our country, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Hope you'll call back again. John in Arizona. John, welcome to the program. We've just got about a minute left, it looks like.
Okay, how you doing, Jack?
I'm doing fine, brother.
Well, I think there's somewhat of a movement in our military. I think, Jack, when push comes to shove, I think you'll see some of our military turning to our side as the process goes on. Obviously, if bullets start flying here in the United States, they're going to realize, hey, am I going to take the side of the United Nations or am I going to take the side of my fellow countrymen? I think you'll see, maybe not at first, but within a few months, you'll probably see quite a few of them turning if they are here in the United States.
They're here, right.
Exactly. And we know that they will have some of them here, but some of them already know what they're here for. The intel that's come in over the last year or so is that the NORTHCOM is putting foreign troops into our military. So,
yes. Uh-huh.
And they know they're here for martial law.
Yes.
So that's an issue there.
Thank you so much, John,
okay,
for your input, brother. Hope you'll call back again, okay? All right. Well, folks, I didn't get to give my input tonight, but I'm just thrilled with the input that others have given tonight. And I want to do an assessment of this. I will be speaking to other military people. Tomorrow night we have a good guest on with us that I think everybody will really enjoy. And then Friday night, maybe I can get back into this with you. I'd love to do that. So hope you have a great night, folks. Thanks for all the participation, and we'll get into this underground military patriot movement Friday night. Lord bless all of you out there, and don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.